chad lekanim. What does it tell us that a kohen is also to marry these psulim? That a kohanim are called kahal, therefore a mamzer cannot marry to a kohen. The chad leviim, one of the teachers of the Levi, is called a kahal. The chad yisraelim, would only said one, I would only thought maybe a kohen can marry a mamzer, but maybe a Levi or Yisrael could. So that's to say it's three times the word kahal, that both a kohen, a Levi, and Yisrael is called bechlal kahal Hashem, and therefore they're also to get married to a mamzer. V'chad, another fourth time it says the word kahal, lemishri mamzer b'shtuki, that a mamzer is allowed to get married to a shtuki. A shtuki again is a suffix mamzer. So in other words, since it's only a suffix kahal, he's also mutter to marry a mamzer. And the fifth time it says lemishri shtuki b'Yisrael. As you know, a suffix mamzer, a shtuki means, like we'll soon learn, we don't know who his father is, we only know who his mother is. We do not know who his father is, he's a suffix mamzer, he's allowed to get married to Yisrael. Because the klal is that a mamzer is only usher to come into a kahal vadai. That means if it's a vadai Yisrael kahal. But mashenka and a shtuki, that's a suffix kahal, a mamzer is allowed to marry. And the same thing, a suffix mamzer is allowed to marry into kahal Hashem. It's only a mamzer vadai that can't marry into a kahal Hashem, but a suffix mamzer shtuki is allowed to get married to Yisrael. Therefore, that's what he uses the five kahals for. Therefore, kahal gerim liyikri kahal, there's no extra word kahal to teach us about gerim. Therefore, gerim are not considered kahal Hashem. Therefore, a mamzer is allowed to marry a ger. We have Yehuda, what's Yehuda? The old, he holds no. He holds one of these kahals to teach us that gerim are also called the kahal Hashem. If so, what does he do with the other ones? Rav Yehuda, Kohanim Leviyim, Mechad Kanafki. He holds the Kohen and the Levi, they're both from one Shevet. So we know that they're both called the Kal. So therefore, one Kal is extra to teach us that even Gerim are called Kal Hashem. Is Yasi Lekal Gerim? One Kal is left over to teach us that Gerim are also called the Kal Kal Hashem. The boy is saying, another Torah is like this. Hochinami Trei Kolininu. No, maybe he needs a special Kal for a Levi, and a special cow for a Kohen. But tell you like this, Mamzer v'shtuki, shtuki v'Yisrael, mechal kahal nafka. The last two cows, you only need one. It comes to teach us one yisoid, that a mamzer is only also to a vadai kahal. And the opposite way also, a Yisrael is only also to a vadai mamzer. So therefore a suffix mamzer is mutter to a Yisrael, and a Yisrael is mutter to a suffix mamzer from one posik. Therefore, the extra kahal is to teach us that gerim are also called the kahal. Therefore, a mamzer is also to marry a ger, or a ger is also to marry a mamzer. Now, the pasuk says lo yovei mamzer b'kahal Hashem. So we dash in mamzer v'adehu lo yovei. Only if we know for sure he's a mamzer, he's also to get married. Avo mamzer sofik yovei b'kahal midiraisa a sofik mamzer is mutter. A shtuki or an asufi midiraisa is mutter to marry into kahal. That's what the Mishnah says there also, that's only midirabonim. But midiraisa though, a sofik mamzer is mutter to Yisrael. Because only a vadai mamzer is also. And who are then the kahal vadai hu delo yovoi? If we know the person's a vadai mamzer, he can't marry somebody that's vadai from kahal. But hobakal, sofik yovoi. But we have a shtuki or an asufi, that we have a suffix whether they are ksherim or whether they're mamzerim, so a mamzer vadai is allowed to marry them. That we know from one pasuk. So therefore we have an extra kahal to teach us that kahal gerim ikre kahal. We have Yehuda's pshat. Right. The boy is saying another pshat is like this. No. Hani nami trei kali. Could be Yehuda also agrees. We need two separate sukkim of kahal to teach us these two things. Ninu. If so, all five kahals are needed. So how does Rabbi Yehuda know that gerim is called kahal Hashem? The time of Rabbi Yehuda miyocher. Rabbi Yehuda's time is from over here. The pasuk says, "Akahal chuka achas lachem v'lager hagor." But since it says an extra word hager here in the pasuk of akahal, it comes to teach us that gerim are also called kahal Hashem. Therefore, when the pasuk says lo yovei mamzer b'kahal Hashem, it means to say that a mamzer is also to marry to a ger. Right, Rabbi Yosi, he holds no gerim are not called kahal. Either the pasuk says over here, ha kahal chuka achas lochem v'lager, says the word ger near the word kahal. So Rabbi Yosi holds no chuka achas hifsek inyan. It's the pasuk starts off with a kahal, true. But it doesn't say right away a ger, but it says chukachas, that's mastik. Therefore, the postik akal is not going back to ger. Right. Now it says, echod ger, v'echod eved, meshuchar, v'cholom, mutar makahanas. That they are allowed to marry a bas koyin. Only a koyin is not allowed to marry a cholol or an eved meshuchar or a ger. But a bas koyin is muta. So the Gemara says, Messiah le Rav Yehuda. It's a riot to Rav. The Yom Rav Yehuda Marav, loyhuzaru ksheros li nose lepsulim. The ksheros means a bas koyin. She is not muta. She doesn't have the love of the psulim. Or there's a special psulim that are also to a koyin. That we say a kohen, a man that's a kohen, is not allowed to marry a ger, a geyeris, or is not allowed to marry a chololo. That only applies to a kohen zochor, but not to a bas kohen. A bas kohen is muta, there's no yizur psulim to a bas kohen, she's allowed to marry an eved meshuchar, she can marry a ger, and she can marry a chololo. Now, Doris Rav Zerba Mechuzah, Rav Zera once dashed in Mechuzah, this town. This was a town full of gerim. That he dashed there, a ger mutav a mamzeres. That a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. In other words, he told them that they're not so chosh of gerim. They're not called the chlal kal Hashem. Rogmu kuliyam b'esrogayu. All the people there started to throw their esrogim at him. In other words, they were all gerim there. They did not like the answer's psak. They're then not called the kal. Omar Rav said, Enechanami, that Miko the Dorish Mulsik, Yehoba Dukta the Shrikh Yurei. Like Rav Taka said, it wasn't right that Rav Zera shouldn't have dashed this in Mechuzah. Since it's a city that all are Gerim, they shouldn't say this. So what did Rav do? Dorish Rav of Mechuzah. Rav dashed in the Mechuzah like this. First, he started off to tell them, Yishno, Ger Mutav the Kahanis. Yishno, a Ger is allowed to marry a Kahanis. That Yechosh of a people, you could marry a Kahanis. So, if so, Tiyanu Bishuroi, all the people gave him silk, that they're very happy with that sock. You're telling us that we can marry Kahanas, we're very happy. Then, Hoda Dorishto, then Rav Dashin to them, Ger Mutab Mamzeres. But Yishno also, you Gerim, you're allowed to marry your Mamzeres. Because you're not called Kal Hashem, you're not called the Kal. The Pasuk says, La Yovim Mamza Bekal Hashem, only into a Kahal, and the Gerim are not called Kal. So now Amrullah, the people said back to him, they weren't that angry at him, but they just told him, Yishno, Hasidata Lekamaisa. You ruined it for what you started off. You started off talking nice to us, and now you didn't say such nice things. That's the way Rabbi told him. Amalahu, so Rabbi said back, no, Yishno, Titov Luchu Avdiluchu. I did something very good for you. Because Iboyim Mehochi Nosif, if you want to marry people from here, you can marry from here. You can marry Geir from here. If you want, you can marry Kahanis. So he only made it good for you. But I call upon the Hilchus, so what's the Maskona, what's the Halacha? That Ger Mutav the Kahanis. Yishno, a Ger is allowed to marry a Kahanis. That we pass in the Bas Koyen by the Bonois, they're not Nus Husaru al Absulim. A lady called Kahanis is allowed to marry a Ger, an Eben Meshuchar, and a Cholol. Or Mutav a Mamzeres. They're also allowed to marry a Mamzeres. A ger is mutter to mamzeres, because the paskin kahal gerim lo yikri kahal. Now mutter the kahanis, why is the ger allowed to get married to a kahanis? Because lo yhuzeru ksheres lenos lepsulim. Like we said, the ksheres, the bas kohen, she doesn't have these yisurim not to marry the psulim. The psulim only apply to a kohen, the zohar, not to the benois kohanim. Or mutter the mamzeres kreb yesi, because we paskin kahal gerim lo yikri kahal. Gerim are not called the Klal, Kahal Hashem. Therefore, a Mamzer is mutter to them. Then the Mishnah says, Elohein Shtuki. What's called a Shtuki? Which means a Suffolk Mamzer. Kol Shemake. We know who the mother is. We know the mother is the Pnuya. The mother was not married yet. But we don't know who the father is. In other words, this girl had Znus. She lived with a man. So we do not know who the father is. That's called a Shtuki. The Lachmer is a Suffolk if the kids are Mamzer or not. So Gemara says, Omar Rav says you should know, Dvar Torah midiraisa shtuki kosher. Midiraisa shtuki is muta to marry to regular Ben Yisrael. Why? My timer. Because Roik Sherem Etzla, most men are muta to her. True, they weren't married, but most men are muta. She was a regular Bas Yisrael. Like we know who the mother is. She was not a Mamzeris. So most people in the world are muta to her. Only Mamzerim will make the kid into a Mamzer. So therefore it's like this. V'yazli inu legabo, if the man came to her, if so, then we say the klal, kol de parish meruba parish. The man was parish from his house and went to her, so where did the man came from? The man came from Rive. Therefore we should say the man is kosher. My yarmit, what do you want to say? That Dilma may be ozla iyu legabayu. Maybe she went to them. So I'll tell you so, heavy like kavua. If she went to them, so they are kavua, they are stationary. Then the klal is, the whole kavua kamachta machta dummy. It's only like a suffix. So at most, even if she went to have znus with a man, so it's a machta machta, it's a suffix whether the man was a mamzer or not. So by the midi, writes it's only a suffix. And really, the atorum with the Torah, it says the klal is, that lo yovoi mamzer, v'kal Hashem, and we darshin mamzer vaday hu de lo yovoi. Only if we know for sure for vaday that the kid is a mamzer, is the yosef to marry into Klal Yisrael. But her mamzer sofik like here a shtuki. We just don't know who the father is. We know who the mother is. It's only a sofik about maybe the father was a mamzer. So the kid is only a sofik mamzer. In such a case, midi rice of the klal is yovoi v'kal vaday. He's allowed to come into Klal Vada. He's allowed to get married. Vada hud lo yavai. Hamamza sabu yavai. And then the Kal Vada hud lo yavai. A mamza could only not marry somebody that's Vada Kal Hashem. For the Kal Safik, if we have again the Shtuki, that's a Safik if he's Kal Hashem or not, yavai, a mamza is allowed to marry him. So he saw me the Yeraisa, the Shtuki, Mamuta, both with a regular Yisrael and with a mamza. If so, my time Mamru Shtuki Posel, how come I says Midi Rabbanan? The Mishnah says that a Shtuki, this son that comes from a mother, that we do not know who the father is, why do we say the kid is Posel? Gzeirah Shem Yisa Chaisim Yaviv. We're afraid if we say he can marry into regular Yisrael, maybe he'll marry his sister from his father. That's what we're afraid about. Maybe this father will live with another man and have a daughter, and then this son will marry that daughter. He'll be marrying his sister from the same father, that's also. So Mor says, Elo miyatis, so, shtuki, shtukis, loisa, then a shtuki should not be allowed to get married to a shtukis. Let's also be afraid their brothers and sisters. So Mor says, no, the question is, kashem yisa chaisim yaviv, maybe you'll be marrying his sister. So Mor says, kol ki hani, mizani viyozle, tam estavar, that his father goes naznus with so many different ladies. Therefore, that we're not afraid about. To say that a shtuki can't marry a shtukis, that we're not afraid about. Because the Gemara though, but Bash Shtukis, La Yisa, is so there should be an Issa not to marry the daughter of a Shtukis. Why? Because Shema Yisa, Chaisam Yavuv, maybe also marry his sister from the same father. So Mar says, Elo Lo Shchicha, that's not Shchiach. If that doesn't happen so often, if so, Hachinam Lo Shchiach, it also shouldn't happen so often. Like, what are you telling me? Why can't we marry a Shtuki? Because we have to be afraid that the Shtuki, whoever you're going to get married to, maybe it's his father, it's a sister from the same father. So I say that's not Shchiach. Maybe it takes the same father to live with somebody else, and that should be his sister. So the question is again, why the Rabbanin, can't we marry a Shtuki? So Gemara says, Ela malos of Yuchsin. Enoch Nami, it's time of Mila. The Rabbanin, they said special Milas by Yuchsin to get married. They want to make sure you get a lady. That's Mucheses. So stam mid rabbanu without a reason, they said a maila not to marry a shtuki. The Yomer Rav says also you should know devater mid raisa asufi kosher, and asufi means a kid we find in the street. We don't know who the father is, we don't know who the mother is. We find a kid, a baby in the street. That's called an asufi. So also mid raisa really he's a regular Yisrael and we can marry him. Why my timer aishes ish babaila toila. Usually we say when they have a kid, it's a wife from a husband had a kid. Ma'ik, what do you want to tell me? Miyuta arusay, some miyuta shalav alein ladinas hayam. A miyut of ladies that are pregnant from the arusis, or they're only in arusa, they don't have the husband that live with them yet, or else the husbands went away. There's very few of them are like saitis. So kivu yika pnuya. Since most girls are pnuya, and not most, but there are pnuya that they didn't get married yet, so the chlal they're muta to most men. Vika nami demachmes riven. And also it can happen that you know why your parents, even though it's their own son, a kosher kid, they would throw the kid away because of hunger. So therefore it'll be palga palga. Really it's a suffix. If we find the kid in the street, it's a suffix. Maybe this kid came from kosher parents. Maybe the kid is not a mamzer. And therefore since it's only a suffix to us, the klal like we said before, v'atoru amru lo yavi mamzer v'kal Hashem. That mamzer v'adehud lo yavi. Only if we know for sure the kid's a mamzer, we can't marry him. Or mamzer suffix yavi v'kal. He's allowed to. And vaday hu de lo yavi, only if it's a vaday.
Bakal Vadihud Lo Yovoy. A mamzer can't marry into somebody that's a Vadai kosher. But her Bakal Sufik, if we have a person that's a Sufik, Yovoy is allowed to marry a mamzer. If so, an Asufi should also be mutter to marry both a regular Yisrael and a mamzeris. If so, my tam amru asufi posel. Why did Rabbanu do we say we should not marry this asufi, this kid that was collected off the street? Because shema yisri achosim yelvav. Again, we're afraid maybe you marry his sister from his father. Ela meyat. If so, asufi asufis lo yisa. So the boy and girl both picked off the street. They shouldn't be intermarry either. Why? Because shema yisri achosim bein meyovav bein imoy. Maybe also they'll be marrying brothers and sisters. So you have to say kolani shor davi yozli. No, we're not afraid of this. So bas asuf lo yisa shem lo yisa choysoi. Let's be afraid of the bas asuf we should be afraid of again. El lo shchiach, this doesn't happen so often. Hezachanam lo shchiach. The kid said this isn't a good gezeira. It's time to say an asufi can't marry another asufi or the daughter of an asufi because neighbor they marry their sister. That doesn't happen. Elo, what we have to say again is tam my loss of a yuchsin. The rabbanim made tam my loss of a yuchsin that we should not marry an asufi. But midiraisa does have muta. Now, Omar Rava Bar Rav Huna. Motsu Mohol. If you find this kid in the street, and we don't know who the parents is, but we see the kid out of Pristmila,